And as we've mentioned, we couldn't have had such a well-built barn without the direction of the teacher, Doug Anderson, from BOCES. Is he here today? He and 12 of his students, that BOCES, they come from all around. They did a great job in the project. They gave us a finished quality product and what we will have for future generations. We would like to give Doug a framed certificate of appreciation for him to hang in his room, but I don't think he's here. And we also have certifications for each of the students.
Which ones are they?
If you are a student here, please come forward from BOCES. Come right up here. We have Robert Adams.
They're in alphabetical order. There you go.
With Alan Cobb.
Thanks.
Thank you. Come on.
Is there anybody else here from BOCES? And boy, Doug, when I find you, I only told him a million times.
Okay.
Now I would like to tell you a little about our exhibit, The Beauty Around Us. Michael Fleischman is very dedicated to our school. He has been on the school board for over 20 years, even beyond his own children graduating here. But it was his idea to share his photography exhibit with the art students of Gilboa Colmesville Central School. With Mike's photography, he is showing us all how fortunate we are to live here in the northern Catskill Mountains. By involving the art students, we all came on board and wanted to bring identity and pride in the area that we live in. I had the pleasure as an artist of going into the classrooms and encouraging the students to paint something from their own backyard. I wanted them to know how lucky they are to be able to catch views on the bus on the way to school, maybe even see a bald eagle, and then be able to hook up to the internet and take a college class. They have the best of both worlds, and they certainly showed me how talented they are. 10 members of the museum committee and I were the judges for the event, and that was the hardest job of this entire project. We chose 21 paintings out of 150. Jane Fox volunteered to be our proctor, so there was no talk of favoritism. She was handed the results and compiled them to find the winners, and believe me, that was no easy job either. Jane then volunteered to make certificates of appreciation for each student that participated in this contest. Thank you, Jane. Can she stand up? None of this would have happened without the direction of the elementary and high school art teacher, Sue Kaliza. Miss Kaliza got the fifth grade art teachers to get involved also. And Chris Tompkins came through with her class. Thank you, Chris Tompkins. Is she here? Miss Kaliza not only fit this into her curriculum this spring, but went beyond and took students on field trips to Olana and Thomas Cole Art Museum in Catskill, two famous Hudson River School artists. Thank you, Ms. Kaliza, for encouraging this program, writing the article in Wildcat News, which we have duplicated in our pamphlet, and dedicating your time and talent to the students of Gilboa Colmesville Central School. Thank you so much. I don't know if you have noticed, but we also have a surprise display of artifacts from the old Gilboa site inside the museum this year. It was such it happened the week before we opened, so I was unable to really advertise it, but the archaeology team from Binghamton is currently working at the reservoir construction site for New York City. They were kind enough to share some of their finds with our museum this summer, so please take notice in there and spread the word. I would like to also thank the man who works behind the scenes creating our newsletter and is responsible for doing this beautiful pamphlet for our open house today. Jerry Stoner has compiled all of this and it makes a wonderful keepsake to all. Thank you, Jerry. I was also pleasantly surprised to see Lou Mercurio, the gentleman who created our website, GilboaFossils.org. Where's Lou? I would like to say thank you for all your hard work. He has volunteered pretty much all of his time. Now for the moment you have been waiting for, the Art Students Awards. I'd like to introduce to you the Gilboa Historical Society President, Connie Rule. She's going to help me give the award. And it is because of Connie that we pack a full house every third Wednesday of the month. She has been finding the guest speakers for our group, and we have been told by many guest speakers that they are shocked when they get to Gilboa, way out here in the boonies, and they are presenting for 40 or 50 people. Here's Connie.
You have to really speak close to the mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can.
Okay. This is like, can you top this? And there's not much I can add to this, and actually, I will keep it brief, I promise. Of course, we've got the old and the very old here, and with our old village and the fossils. I mean, you can't go much further. But it's just overwhelming to see so many sharing this special day. We welcome all our visiting friends and members. You heard the list of people responsible for getting us this far. You've gotten everybody there. But with humble beginnings, we've come a long way, and we could never have done it without support. And you know who you are. We are also grateful to our volunteers. And we have such a dedicated team, and most organizations, I mean, you can all attest to that, they'll say they don't get along. We can't say that.
We get along.
It doesn't happen here. It really doesn't. I want to recognize the previous presidents. There was Richard Lewis. Richard is here. Hiding. Great. And Linda Stratikos was also a previous president, and she was there.
I know. Where'd she go?
Hiding. Well, anyway, and Shirley Kutcher, who was not here today. But we just want to follow the same path. And as I say, it's always a team approach. The number of members and visitors here have steadily increased. And I guess the membership now is probably 200. And don't forget, before you go, if you haven't been in there, there are forms there. You can become a member. We appreciate your confidence, and we'll continue to work toward our goals. And I just have one thing to share with you. This was in the September 1921 Gilboa Monitor, excuse me, by V.D. Matice. In the old Schoharie Valley, up among my native hills, with its waterfalls and bridges and its quaint old-fashioned mills, it was there I used to wander many, many years ago. Up and down the dusty roadway, to and from the town below, gloomy thoughts surge in upon me. And in my heart, it now grows sick at the painful sight that greets me along the old Schoharie Creek. Off I ask myself the question. Yes, I ask it o'er and o'er. Is it true or but a rumor that Gilboa is to be no more? Motor trucks and huge steam shovels with their gangs of brawny men sure are tearing things to pieces on Clay Hill and in the glen. And the village, it's deserted. All the natives, they have fled. Some have gone to other quarters. Some are sleeping with the dead. Dear old town will soon be flooded. Not a vestige left or scrap. And that once proud little hamlet will be stricken from the map. Slow but sure, the work's progressing. Soon, yes, at an early date, 'twill be said, Gilboa surrendered to the iron hand of fate. In the hallowed ground just beyond where our precious dead were born, there to rest beneath the daisies till the resurrection morn. Oh, the scene, it is appalling. They are taking them away. Hear the click of spade and shovel. Yes, we hear it day by day.
Many damage claims are pending. Some are large and some are small. There should be this stipulation, a square deal for one and all. It's a case of sheer compulsion, taking what another owns. Surely it's no trifling matter, forcing people from their homes. Home sweet home, the poor man's castle, love and friendship, joy and mirth. Mingle here and intermingle. Home, most sacred spot on earth. There are sentimental reasons, not a few when all are told. Money values count but little, more endearing they than gold.
Okay, now we have the art awards. First, we divided the 4th through 12th graders into three groups, and the first group is the 4th through 6th grade. Third place winner is Charlie Post.
Is that Charlie? No.
Charlie's not here?
Okay.
That's first place.
I'm sorry.
Second place winner, Michael Merwin.
Here's your certificate, and we also have
Michael.
The money.
You're very welcome. First place winner for the 4th through 6th grade is Megan Eisel. Thank you,
Megan.
The second group was 7th through 9th grade. And third place winner is Abigail Gokel. Is Abigail here? Okay. Second place winner was Casey Smith. All right.
Casey Smith. There you go. The important part, the money, right? I'm sure that's pretty important on your wall, huh?
Thank you. Okay, now to the 7th through 9th graders. That's
first place. Third place.
Third place. Wait a minute, hold on. Did I give you the wrong one? The name on the scroll? No?
We have two Abigail Gokels.
Who is third? Yeah, third place is Mikhail.
Second.
Third place for 10th through 12th grade is Stacy Post. Is Stacy here? Second place winner, Michaela Reinhardt. Thank you so much for coming. And the grand prize first place winner is Ashley Wagner. Yeah. And Ashley, I found out, is a senior this year, and she is going majoring in art at Casanova College. Thank you so much for coming. And if you also noticed, she was also honorary mention, which I will mention here in a minute. We're going to do the honorable mentions next. She also has received a scholarship award at Gilboa School this year.
Okay, now the honorable. Okay, that's good. We didn't. I think we gave out all the.
She's here.
Oh, she's here.
Oh dear. Okay, we missed one. I'm very sorry. First prize for the 7th through 9th grade is Michaela Cipolla.
Did I say that right?
Cipolla? Very sorry about that, Michaela. We got mixed up.
Yeah, here she is.
Thank you.
And your paintings are just beautiful, all of them. Now we've got some certificates for the honorable mentions. Philip Berger. Is Philip Berger here? Cassidy Cipolla. This is her mother.
Thank you.
We have Taylor Kamna. Is Taylor Kamna here? Braden Spinner.
Yay!
These are all honorable mentions. And Braden is in the 4th through 7th grade.
Thank you, Braden.
Once again, Philip Berger, 4th through 6th grade. Taylor Kamna, I guess those are the only two. So do we have more?
Yes, we do.
You're 7 through 9. Brianna. Oh, boy. Alachi? Brianna Alachi? Oh, good. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Christopher Clark, grade 7 through 9. Oh, good. Another. Thank you so much for coming, Christopher. Honorable mention, 7 through 9, Christian Cooper. Is Christian Cooper here? Cynthia Reese. Honorable mention, 7 through 9. Okay, and now the honorable mentions from grades 10 through 12, Kayla Coons. Is Kayla Coons here? Caitlin Russell, grades 10 through 12. Ashley Wagner. She had two different paintings.
Thank you.
And good luck next year at college. Samantha Mead, honorable mention, grades 10 through 12. I guess. Okay, that's it right now. Thank you so much for hanging out in the sun and the shade here today. It was a wonderful dedication and work for you.